Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
I'd like to introduce Cindy from the United States, who takes LDN for Hailey-Hailey's disease, fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue syndrome. Thank you for joining me, Cindy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Could you tell me when you first started to experience these symptoms?
Well, the Hailey-Hailey disease, I had a major outbreak about 20 years ago, and then it was pretty much in remission until 2009. The fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome I've had for 35 to 40 years.
Mm-hmm. And were you giving anything back then for the fibromyalgia and the chronic fatigue?
No. In fact, back then they didn't even have a diagnosis for it. They just said it was all in your head back then.
That's helpful, isn't it?
Yeah, really. Not very.
No. So when you developed Hailey-Hailey's disease, was there anything they could give you to help with that?
Well, they ended up putting me on antivirals and using a topical steroid cream. At first they thought I had shingles, and they weren't really sure exactly what had triggered it. That was the episode 20 years ago. Then when I had the episode in 2009, they thought it was poison ivy, and they put me on oral steroids, but it didn't heal the problem. It just continued to spread across my body.
Mm-hmm. And the Hailey-Hailey's, with the pain with that and from the fibromyalgia, increase?
Well, the Hailey-Hailey, there was a lot of pain when it spread across my body. What has happened to me with Hailey-Hailey is different than some of the other sufferers in that I get a blister, and from the blister, I can then develop a secondary viral infection, which is like a herpes simplex, which can spread very rapidly across my body. And if that's not gotten under control quickly, it feels like a severe case of poison ivy and a burning. The fibromyalgia, I was just in intense chronic pain all the time.
Mm-hmm. So before you found LDN, what would you say your pain levels were like on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, on a bad day?
Oh, gosh, 7 to 8, really, for the fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm. And what about on a good day?
They were all bad days, really. I'm someone who has it all the time. I didn't have episodes of remission, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you hear about LDN?
I heard about it on our Facebook, Hailey-Hailey disease site. We have a worldwide support group, and one of the members had the idea that it might help Hailey-Hailey.
Mm-hmm. And how did you go about getting a prescription?
Well, I kept asking my doctors. I asked my dermatologist, and he wasn't particularly interested, and I asked my primary care doctor, and she wasn't very interested, and I finally found a new, young primary care physician, and he had read an article about LDN in a journal about a year prior, and he remembered that there weren't side effects, and he was very open to it, so he prescribed it to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very reassuring, having a doctor that thinks outside of the box.
Well, and the other thing I'll say about him that was so surprising is that he was a new doctor. I did not have a relationship with him, and he was still willing to go ahead and prescribe it, which I found very encouraging because he was that open to it. I think especially as a younger doctor.
Yes. When you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
I had a little bit of the herxing on and off. I felt like I had the flu at various times when I would try to increase my dose. I started on a low dose, and as I would increase, it was almost like I was having this cleaning out effect, and I felt flu-like, so I would cut my dose back. So I'm one of those people that had to increase it very, very slowly.
Mm-hmm. And what did you notice initially when you first started taking LDN, improvements-wise?
Well, the first thing I noticed was what I considered almost miraculous. On the third night, my trigger points, which are fibromyalgia trigger points that are just so tight and miserable in my shoulder neck area, started to loosen up. And I just couldn't believe it because I had taken all kinds of medications over the years and had trigger point injections at a pain clinic and everything, and nothing except the trigger point injections, which are like an anesthetic. That was the only thing that would ever open it up like that. And the LDN on the third night opened it up, and so it was just amazing. And the Haley, it was more gradual. I just noticed my skin just sort of gradually clearing up.
Mhm. And how long have you been taking LDN now?
For several months. Maybe 6 or 7 months.
Mhm. And have you had any further outbreaks on your Haley's?
I have. I have small ones, but the thing that I've noticed is they seem to get under control much more quickly. I will say that Haley is a genetic disorder, and my father had it. And unfortunately, my father died when he was 60 years old. And I remember that he suffered more in his later years in life. So I'm 56 now, and it seems like my Haley has been getting worse the last few years. So it's hard to exactly say how much improvement I've had, because I think without the LDN, my Haley was on the path to continually get worse and worse and worse. So I'm happy if I just keep it under like a mild control, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say your pain levels are now on a bad day?
With the fibromyalgia, I would say it's more like on a bad day, more 5 to 6. Mm-hmm. It's definitely much more manageable, and it's just not so overwhelmingly horrific.
You said before that every day was a bad day. Do you get any good days now?
That's tough, because I still have really severe problems with the chronic fatigue syndrome. I haven't had as much of a pickup from the LDN with the chronic fatigue syndrome as I had hoped. So I don't ever have really great days, but I will say that I think the LDN has helped my outlook on life, and I feel a little more positive and a little more upbeat. So even on the bad days, I don't feel quite as down or as blue.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I mean, there are doctors that prescribe LDN for depression that really helps lighten the mood, like you were saying. So that's quite promising as well. What would you like to say to other people who are contemplating trying LDN for either chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, or Haley's disease?
That I really wish they would give it a try, and that even if they have to go very slowly and start on a very low dose, that it's worth it. It was really worth going through the initial herxing and the kind of the cleaning out that I did. It's definitely been worth sticking with, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. And it's so much more effective than so many of the medications out there that cause such side effects. I would encourage everyone to try it. And I have had a number of friends with all kinds of other ailments that have decided to try it, and they're all having good success for many disorders now.
Mm-hmm. Do you take anything else for your Hailey-Hailey's disease or fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue?
Well, for the Hailey-Hailey, when I get the initial blisters now, if it's severe enough, I use a little bit of a topical steroid cream, and I will take an antiviral so that I don't have the chance of it spreading rapidly. For the fibromyalgia, no, I don't really take anything. And the chronic fatigue syndrome, there's not too much to take either, so there aren't a lot of medicines for these things that I find effective.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very positive story. Thank you very much for sharing it with us.
Well, Linda, I want to thank you for your interest in Hailey-Hailey disease, because it's such a rare disease that there aren't a lot of people that are interested in hearing about it or researching it. So on behalf of all the other sufferers, I really want to thank you.
I'd like to introduce Loren from Northern Ireland, who takes LDN for Hailey-Hailey's disease. Thank you for joining me, Loren.
Hello.
Could you tell us when you first noticed there was something wrong with your skin?
Yes, it all started back when I was about 23, 24. I was attending the doctor, and they would treat me for thrush quite often, and I just knew it was something more than that. But then they didn't really seem to send you to hospital and all, you know. But I was treated for that for a long time, and then what happened was my brother he got diagnosed with Hailey-Hailey, and it was about that started me when I was about 23, so I was about 33, and my brother got diagnosed, and he asked me, he says, Loreen, maybe you should go to the hospital. So I went up then too, and I was diagnosed then with Hailey-Hailey as well. And my father had it, but he was treated for dermatitis all his life. But it actually was Hailey-Hailey in the end, but he never got diagnosed. So my dad had it with brother, and the younger sister has taken it too, but it had missed one of my sisters, my older sister. She didn't get anything.
Mm.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know why that happened. You know, it's just maybe she didn't get the gene or something, or, you know, I'm not sure what happened there, but she got nothing, lucky.
Yeah. So could you explain what used to happen to your skin?
Well, when I first took it, it came maybe every so many months. I'd have got the blisters and then, you know, the full-blown breakout. But just this last, I'd say the last 10 years of my life, I haven't had a break. It has been horrendous, you know. As I say, when I first took it, I used to get breaks in between. Mm-hmm. But I say the last 10 years, it just was every single day in life. And last year, I was hospitalised for 9 weeks and all with it because I couldn't walk.
Mm-hmm. Could you, for people that, you know, don't really understand what Hailey-Hailey's is, could you explain where the breakouts were,
yep,
what it was like, you know, if what sort of pain you had, that kind of thing?
Yes. Well, it broke out mostly with me, like, under my breasts, down in the groin area, under my arms, and right down my thighs, inside your thighs, right down to your knees. And it would have broke out, like, started off, like blistery, you know. It's hard to explain thing, you know, you really have to see it, because it starts off like a blistery thing, but not big bubble blisters the way you would see in a burn. Mm-hmm. Those smaller blisters, but then when they crack open, the skin would open like a flower, like a flower would open up, and it all goes like jagged around the edge.
Yeah.
And it's like inside is raw, and it would crack and bleed, and there's lots of fluid. And then sometimes it goes right through into your inner skin, where your body fluid actually, you know, it comes up in wee bubbles. That's all your body fluid coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all wee bubbles of like liquid, you know, which means if you're wearing any clothes, you're absolutely soaking. you know, with the fluid. And then what happens with it, once that takes off into that bad state, you would get maybe 6-7 infections all going on top of it. But I could not pronounce the infections because they're all, you know, really big long names. But one of them would be herpes infection. Mm-hmm. And you know yourself, I mean, that is a very, very painful infection. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would come on top maybe of 4 or 5 different infections. So you cannot realise like what kind of pain you would be in with it.
Yeah.
It's really, really severe. And when this happens, you're in bed, like you just can't move.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I mean, what has been happening with me, that last year was in the 9 weeks, they just couldn't get me healed at all, matter what, they tried every drug under the sun. And I was having all these bad reactions from the drugs. You know, I was having no real bad illness, no being sick, run to the toilet. It was horrendous. I mean, the headaches, I couldn't even lift my head off with all these different drugs they were trying me with. And then I heard about all the real bad effects of these, that it can attack your liver, your kidneys. Some of the drugs that we're trying has actually put people onto kidney machines because they're that bad, you know. And so I just thought to myself, here's me, I don't want to take these drugs. So I joined the group, the Healy Healy group on Facebook. And that's how I found out about the LDN.
Mm-hmm.
Through Cindy and all the lovely people on there. I would be lost without that group, honestly, really, really lovely people. So I found out the LDN because I just couldn't. I was at the end of my tether. I just was crying constantly. I couldn't do anything in life. I had no quality of life because I couldn't even go out. And then what happens with Healy Healy too, which is a horrendous thing, is awful smell comes from it.
Mm-hmm.
With the skin being infected, it would remind you of like a gangrene.
Oh, yes.
You know, and that was another very embarrassing thing of it because, I mean, I was actually frightened to go near people because in case they would have smelt that off my skin, you know.
Yeah.
But as I say, the last 10 years I've had a terrible time. And even now I'm thinking about it, I feel like crying.
Oh.
You know, but that's just the way it made you feel. You know, every time I spoke about it, I was just bursting into tears. But the thing is, I've started LDN now. I'm on LDN now, I think it's 9 weeks. And my whole skin has dried up.
No.
Yep.
Goodness.
See, in below my breast, I couldn't wear a bra there for 2 years. And I have been able to put a bra on.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. It's like... I tell everybody about it because to me it's like a miracle drug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't. I mean, when people told me that this, you know, try this is going to happen. Like I had a lot of bother getting it.
Right.
An awful lot of, but my GP wouldn't give me it, and I cried during the phone to her. I said everything. I told her, "You want to live one day in my shoes?" You know, I said everything to her. And she would not give me it. So only for my doctor, Dr. Corey of the Belfast City Hospital. She seen, I went up to her one day and I was in such a state. She says to me, "Lorraine, hold on a minute." She says, "I'm going to have to see if I can get you this LDN." So she went away and for some miracle, she phoned up the pharmacist in the hospital and she explained my situation and all. And they says, "Well, we could get it in the hospital." So, but the only thing, I feel sorry for her because she's still fighting my case in the hospital. Because I was up 3 weeks ago seeing her and she took photos and all of my skin and she couldn't believe the difference. She was like, "Oh my goodness, Lorraine, that is unbelievable." And so she took photos because she has photos from before.
Mm-hmm.
And she's making up a whole portfolio of me. And she was actually going to a manager's meeting in the hospital that day that I was seeing her. And she was going to fight my case because they are actually, again, protesting about me getting it for HHD or Healy Healy because they have only known it been given to people with MS.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So she's trying still to fight my case. Now she says, "Lorraine, I'm still getting it from the hospital every 4 weeks. I'm still getting the liquid. But she said, hopefully, because I've made up this portfolio of you, of all your before and after, and how well it has changed your skin and your life. She said, so I filled in a whole questionnaire for, you know, and wrote all about my quality of life before LDN mm-hmm. and my quality of life now, and I wrote that all out for her. So she had all that in to take it to the managers of the hospital. So I have to see her next week, next Tuesday, and she's going to tell me the result of what happened, you know, in the managers' meeting. And but she says, Lorraine, you are going to get it, because I'm going to fight your case really, really, because you can really see the difference,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I just think, I don't know why they are not giving out this drug. You know, I know they need the research, that's probably why, but it has just, it has really changed my life.
Well, that's unbelievable. Well, all I can say is thank you very much for sharing your such inspirational story with us. And we'll definitely interview you again next year and see how you're getting on.
Oh, that's great. No problem. That's great. It was lovely to speak to you too, Linda.
I'd like to introduce May from the Netherlands, who takes LDN for Hailey Hailey's disease. Thank you for joining me, May.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Could you tell me about Hailey Hailey's disease to start with? That would be a good point.
Yes, I can. Hailey Hailey disease, it's a very rare skin disease. Most of the time you inherit it from one of your parents or family members. Mm-hmm. In my case, I don't know anybody in my more my mother's or my father's family that has the disease, so I don't know if I inherited it or just was born with it. You were always born with the disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare. It causes blisters into the skin, as the skin layer is there is a defection in a calcium pump, which doesn't make the skin layers to layer in a normal way. So actually the skin just collapses in a way, and that mm-hmm. causes blisters from the inside, and they come to the outside. And you will get some blisters and wounds and sores, and most of the time the sores, they will get infected, secondary infection or a bacterial infection. And very often it isn't treated very well by the doctors either, because they don't know much about it. And in my case, I was diagnosed with Hailey Hailey in 2011. I know now that I had it for many years before, but my doctor always said, well, it's kind of eczema or an allergic reaction to something, or she also said it was herpes simplex, but now I know that was Hailey Hailey.
Mm-hmm. Do you get breakouts of where it gets worse at some periods of time than others?
For instance, when your immune system is more weak,
yes,
or you're going to be sick, like the flu or having a cold, mm-hmm. my experience is that the breakouts come then.
Right.
Or because at that time, your body isn't strong enough.
Mm-hmm. What about stress? Does stress
also, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I try to avoid stress as much as I can, and I guess other fellow sufferers also experience when they have stress that it's more common to have a breakout also.
Mm-hmm.
And also heat. We have to try not to sweat a lot. So heat can also be a trigger, you know, to let the blisters come out.
Yeah.
So it's what
treatments do the doctors give you?
When I got diagnosed in 2011, I got some steroid cream from my doctors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in the beginning, it worked for just a couple of months, but after that, it didn't work anymore. And the first time when I had a major breakout, it lasted for about 9.5 months, the breakout, and it was under my breast. Also, covered most of my stomach and on the back on my back. And my doctor didn't actually treat me very well because in the beginning she said, okay, it's shingles. Mm-hmm. And I just became very ill and I almost couldn't walk. I couldn't drive my car anymore and I couldn't sleep. I just only slept for 2-3 hours a night. And I was on pain medication and so. So just my normal life was just, I couldn't do anything anymore.
Sounds and very uncomfortable and painful.
Very uncomfortable, yes, very painful because it's also, it takes a big part of your life because you can't function in a normal way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went back to my doctor, where actually another doctor was sitting there as she was sick. And when he saw the sores, and he says, this doesn't look very good because the sores, the crusts, they were just greenish or yellow and it was smelling. So he said, there is something wrong here and I want to take a culture to see if there is not any bacterial infection. And at that time I had major bacterial infection. So I had to be treated with the antibiotics for, I had 5 cures. Mm-hmm. And then the infection went away. But the sores didn't go away, so he said, I can't treat you anymore, so I have to send you to a dermatologist. And at the derm, they took a biopsy, and that's the only way they can say that it is Hailey Hailey. The only way is to take a biopsy. And that's when I got the steroid or the cortisone creams. And they worked for just a short while, just a few months, and then the breakout came back again. And both breakouts, I had the major breakouts, they lasted for about nine and a half months.
Mm-hmm.
And the second breakout at the end, I was like, kind of like, okay, there is nothing they can do, and I just have to live with this. And I didn't get any happier, you know, with this, and felt kind of depressed in a way, and you're not able to live your life you want to live. Just say simple daily things, they are just impossible to do, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I came to another dermatologist, and they wanted to do a second opinion, and they did, and still showed Hailey Hailey. And in that time, I just typed on Facebook, I typed Hailey Hailey, so I came to a Hailey Hailey site on Facebook, and that really changed everything for me. And that's where I met fellow sufferers also, because you don't know anybody else in your surrounding with this disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time I heard about LDN. I saw the words, the letters LDN, and I asked people, what is LDN? And there was Lori Tognoni and Thomas Holm. They explained to me what LDN was and their experiences with LDN. And when I heard that, I just thought, I have to try this. No matter what, I have to try this. And a month later, I had an appointment with my dermatologist in the hospital. And I was really also prepared for quite a battle with him because I didn't. I thought he won't go along with this. So I mentioned this to him. He had never heard about it and didn't know what it was. And I actually said to him, no matter what, if you will not give it to me, no, I will give it in, I will get it in another way, because Lori had also told me she could help me get it in another way. So I said to him, I'm going to do it with or without you. And after a week or so, he called me back and he said, okay, you can, I will let you try it. And at first he said, okay, you had to try 12.5 milligram. I said, no way, that's not possible. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't know of low dose. He just said, break the tablet in four, and, you know, take one piece of the tablet. And so I said, you have to listen to me and please, you know, prescribe me a prescription of 1.5 milligram. Mm-hmm. Because I know a pharmacy that can make it for me. So we went along with that. And in, I think, 28th or 29th of November, I started LDN for the first time, and within a week, I felt I had more energy. I actually felt so much better than I had been in 1,000 months, actually. And I think I also overdid in that first week with LDN. So after that, I felt more fatigued, but in a strange way, I felt much stronger. And just after two and a half weeks, I started to see improvement with my skin. You know, the sores, the wounds were drying out, they were becoming crushed. The crusts were not green or yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And within a little after 3 weeks, it was really starting to heal. My skin was really starting to heal. And in January, in let's say about half of January, I was just completely, my skin was completely clear.
Oh, goodness.
It was just completely clear. Everything was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that was a big miracle.
So how many years had you had it really, really badly?
since I got the problems that started for me in 2011, so that were major breakouts.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, you know, especially in the summertime, I had some small breakouts, but I didn't know it was Hailey's disease then. Mm-hmm. But now, of course, I know. But I didn't have any big problems before 2011.
Right. So how many months were you on LDN before your skin cleared totally?
Almost 2 months, and then it was totally clear, not one spot.
Unbelievable. It's amazing, right? Isn't it?
That was unbelievable. Really amazing, yes. And my doctor, he used to phone me every 2 weeks. So, you know, he phoned me and he said, well, how are things going? I said, boy, you're in for a big surprise when I come to my next appointment, because things are going so well. I'm clear. I said, no way, that can't be possible. I said, yes, it is. And my next appointment was, I think, in February with the dermatologist. And when he saw it, he was just silent. He couldn't believe it. He was just so amazed, because he said, I didn't have any belief in it, not any belief. He said, I had to go along with you. As she said, I will get it anyway. Mm-hmm. So I said, I couldn't just let you do this on your own. But he said, he had never heard about it, never. And he was just amazed. So they took pictures, you know, before I began. And and when I came back, they took pictures. And I had when I came back the first time, I had a small rash left, you know, just some crusts. And then when I came back the second time to him, I was completely clear. So they took pictures again, and they were just amazed about the results.
So is your doctor prescribing LDN now for other patients?
I went to see him yesterday, and still big smile and just relief. And he said there was one other patient in the hospital with Hailey disease. That patient didn't react to the steroid or cortisone creams, so he had shown my pictures to another doctor, and the doctor treating that other patient now wanted to prescribe LDN to that other patient, but the patient wasn't sure or if he wanted to take LDN, but they would try to make him change his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was amazing, because they never heard about LDN, and now they are trying to convince another patient taking LDN.
Yes, that is just wonderful, isn't it? Absolutely.
And my doctor
wonderful.
Also was going to the study about Hailey and LDN, because Hailey disease is one of the few, or maybe the only, disease that is not autoimmune.
Mm-hmm.
So all the other diseases that people take LDN for, most of the diseases are autoimmune diseases.
Yes.
So I think it's very interesting also why does LDN help for Hailey? They want to know why.
Yeah. Thank you ever so much for sharing your experience with us. It's been very inspirational, and I'm sure there are people out there with Hailey's disease who will now think about LDN and
I hope
seek
so.
Out a prescribing doctor.
Yeah,
thank
I
you.
Hope so.
Thank you very much, May.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, LINDA, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.